This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, exhausted Wayne Root, long day. I was at an event that Lindell was broadcasting from live. Lindell TV was broadcasting from this event in Las Vegas. I don't know what the name was, but it was Sheriff Richard Mack and the Sheriff's Association, Peace Officers Association, put on an event about, you know, stolen elections and open borders, and they had reporters from Russia and the, who was the big one? They had the New York Times there and several other liberal media outlets. I was interviewed by the Russian news outlet, TV outlet, I don't even know what the name of their outlet was, but it was a Russian guy. I don't know. Chris asked me if it was RT. I know RT. I have no idea. He never told me. He just said, I'm here for Russian television, and I want to interview you. So I guess it's RT. I mean, that stands for Russian television, but Russian TV sounds like a generic term as well. I'm here for Russian TV. That could be ABC, NBC, CBS, their version of any one of those. But I gave an interview to them about the United States government and how, you know, our government should not be so high and mighty over Russia and say what terrible people Russia are, because we're doing some terrible things here, some really awful things. And what we're doing in Ukraine has nothing to do with supporting Ukraine. It has to do with looting the money. All the money being sent to Ukraine is being looted and carved out and given out as dirty, corrupt money to offshore accounts to all the Democrats and dirty rhino Republicans who support the funding of Ukraine, because there's nothing else that explains why we care about funding Ukraine. We should stay out of it. It's none of our business. I'm not on Russia's side, and I'm not on Ukraine's side. I don't care. I don't care. And what an insult to America, to Israel, and to Jews that right now the bill in front of the United States House is more funding for Ukraine than Israel. Who cares about Ukraine? Why is that any of our business? How is it strategically important to us? How does it matter to the average American? And it doesn't. It doesn't. Israel, our best friend and ally, and probably our number one strategic ally in the Middle East, for giving us information that is life or death information. And the Israeli people, very democratic. A country very similar to the United States. We have every reason to defend Israel. We have no reason to get involved in Ukraine and finance it with hundreds of billions of dollars of American taxpayer money. So that's what I said to Russia TV audience, and I stick by it. What's happening makes no sense to the United States of America. What's happening is just awful. The open border is a disaster. And that's what that's what my speech was about at this event. Mike Lindell speaking at the event. General Michael Flynn is speaking at the event. Many other stars of the conservative movement speaking at the event, and many sheriffs speaking at the event, including the organizer, Sheriff Richard Mack. And my speech ended with a standing ovation, I might add. I brought the house down, and the crowd went wild because I pointed out all the reasons we have an open border, many of which people didn't think about before, didn't know about before, and I pointed out some great solutions for the open border. And they hadn't heard them before. And I'll talk about all that during this show. But in the meantime, breaking news. The United States Senate has killed the articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, breaking 227 years of congressional history. In other words, in 227 years, never has the House impeached anyone and handed the trial to the Senate. And the Senate didn't conduct a trial. They just killed the entire trial. Never happened in America's history. This makes no sense. They won't even allow the facts to come out. The American people have got to destroy the Democrat Party in November. If you don't destroy them with the biggest landslide in history, number one, America's finished, and number two, you, the American people, are to blame. You're idiots. What can I tell you? You're complete fools and idiots. And by the way, don't think I'm condemning you, because I don't think you're fools and idiots. I think the American people are completely woken up. The sleeping giant is awake. You all realize how important this election is. You all see what a disaster Joe Biden is. And you're all going to vote for Donald Trump. And I still don't know if he's going to win. Because it's all rigged. It's all fixed. It's all going to be stolen. They're going to attempt to steal it. And so I don't know if you could overcome all of that rigging with mail-in ballots and no voter ID and ballot drop boxes and ballot harvesting and no signature verification. It's just 1,000 ways to rob an election, and Democrats know all of them. They know every trick in the book. That's so sad. Oh, how about voting, counting votes for days after the election and counting ballots that arrive after Election Day? It's all insanity. Makes no sense. How do you let them not have a trial of Mayorkas? If they want to find him not guilty, that's fine. But they have no right to not have a trial. They don't want the American people to see how bad the border is, how porous the border is, how many people that Mayorkas and Biden and Kamala are letting in. So the Senate has killed the articles of impeachment, and there will be no trial. You're never going to hear it. You know what this is like? Let me read. One of my friends is in military intelligence, and he's a brilliant, brilliant guy, Colonel Joe. And he said what the Senate did is the equivalent of a judge dismissing a court case before the defendant and plaintiff ever show up and before any witnesses are ever called, because the judge is a buddy of the defendant. Brilliant way to put what just happened. How can this happen in America? We are such a banana republic now. It's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable. Some other big news stories today. Columbia University, my alma mater, was being grilled. President of Columbia grilled on the Jew hatred that's so rampant on college campuses today, especially elite universities, especially Ivy League universities, and especially Columbia and Harvard, probably above all other universities. It's so bad there. House Republicans grill Columbia president over employment of professor who called the October 7th Hamas attack awesome. Anti-Semitic Columbia professors Joseph Massad and Dr. Mohammed Abdu are under fire at the House Education and Workforce hearing. And, of course, the wonderful president of Columbia, my alma mater, the president, is named Dr. Namat Manush Shafiq. This is America today. I don't know what to say. Whose side is she on? Well, you know whose side she's on. You could tell by some of her answers. She's accused of running one of the worst hotbeds of anti-Semitism and hate as she defends peaceful, this is her words, peaceful Hamas protesters. And I've said this in every show today. There is no such thing as a peaceful Hamas protester. If you are protesting in favor of Hamas, you are saying you support gang rape, murder, kidnapping, killing of babies, cutting babies' heads off, setting families on fire, and sticking babies in microwaves till they explode. Gang raping women and then shooting them in the back of the head. And if that's what you support, I don't think the word peaceful belongs in the conversation or in the description. I don't think it belongs at an Ivy League university. I think it's disgusting. I think it's disgraceful. I think it's exactly the same as supporting Nazi Germany. There's no difference. In 1939, 40, 41, 42, if you were at a college campus protesting in favor of the Nazis murdering Jews, this is the equivalent today, the modern day updated equivalent. And I don't think any college would have allowed it then. And I don't see why they should allow it now. By the way, USC has become a very liberal college. Very liberal people at USC. It's in the middle of Southern California, of course. And deep blue California. Even USC had a valedictorian speaker And I think the actual ceremony was, the graduation ceremony is coming up in the next couple of weeks. And the valedictorian speaker is of Muslim heritage. And she was going to give a terrible speech that USC was going to be completely embarrassed about. And they canceled her as the valedictorian speaker. Now, I've always been a pro-free speech. But not when you're saying murder Jews. Not when you're saying, if you would say murder Christians, that's not a speech I would accept. Not when you say America is evil and I want to murder Americans. This is what these people believe in. They're evil. You don't believe me? In New York City just yesterday was a Muslim protest. Almost everyone in the crowd looked to be Muslim. And they were protesting pro-Hamas and pro-Iran. And they burned the American flag. And they pledged allegiance to Hezbollah. These are the people in America now. Because you open the borders and you let the horrible, evil people in. They should have stayed in the countries they came from. America doesn't need this. When my grandparents came here from Germany and Russia, they didn't come here and pledge loyalty to Germany and Russia. When World War II broke out, they were on America's side. They were now Americans. These people come to America and they don't leave their past behind. They are always going to be Muslims who hate Jews, hate Christians, and hate America. And by the way, I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm anti-radical Islam. And the people coming in, unfortunately, sadly, are radical Islam more than not. You can't let people in your country who have a hatred for Jews and Christians. It makes no sense. MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Up to 80% off the big spring sales going on right now. At MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Biggest discounts ever on Giza Dream bed sheets. Huge sales on mattress toppers, towel sets, blankets, dog beds, and so much more. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to get up to 80% off and the biggest discount on every product. WAR at MyPillow.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories in the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's on fire. By the way, the World Health Organization predicts a 77% rise in cancers and blames it on everything other than the COVID vaccine. Why would cancer go up 77% after we all got the COVID vaccine? I mean, not me. I never got it. I hope you never got it. But at least two-thirds of America or so has gotten it. And far too many liberals have gotten multiple. You know what's funny? Conservatives are pro-life, even though almost every baby being aborted would grow up to be a liberal Democrat, right? Doesn't that show how nice we are? Nicest people in the world, and Democrats hate us for it. And conservatives know that almost everyone taking the vaccine, at least everyone taking multiple boosters, is a Democrat. And you're all going to be dead, and we all know that. And we still are trying to warn you and try to stop you. We are the nicest people in the world, and we're hated for it. You'd think they'd say, okay, I'm pro-choice, but at least you guys are trying to save the lives of babies whose moms are probably all single-mother Democrats. And the baby's going to grow up to be a Democrat. And you want to save the baby's life. So even though we disagree with you, you're very nice people. And, you know, look, we disagree with you about the vaccine. You seem to think everyone's dying from the vaccine eventually, and lots of them have already died. We don't agree. We don't see it. But at least you're trying to save us. But no, Democrats don't say that. They say we're all kooky and nutty and we're conspiracy theorists. We're trying to save your life, you dunces, you morons, you putzes, you schmucks, you future dead people. We're trying to save your life. And we know you're a Democrat, and we're still trying to get you to not put a poison needle in your vein. We're still trying to prevent you from killing your children. Doesn't that make us nice? Of course it does. But see, Democrats are pure evil. You can see that. And their response to all this is pure evil. And evil gets angry at nice. They're mad that we're that nice. They would never want to save Republican babies. They'd never want to save Republican lives for not taking the poison and injecting it in your arm. They would never do that. They want us to die. All you have to do is look at the news all the time. They want us to die. It's amazing. 77% rise in cancers. There is no other explanation other than the vaccine. That's the only thing that's different that should cause a rise in cancer. The cancers and the deaths in general and the heart attacks and the strokes and the blood clot deaths have all risen since 2021 when the vaccine came about. That's the truth. That's the story. And they don't want to believe it. They don't want to say it. They don't want to allow it. They want to censor our ability to say it. We clearly see with our eyes, we're not blind, that since the vaccine, lots of our friends have died. Matter of fact, I'll have the story for you soon. I asked her to write it for me. The caregiver for a young lady who must be probably died at around the age of 30. She was my accountant at one of my companies, and she got the vaccine, and instantly her life went into a downhill spiral like you can't believe. And she went blind in one eye and semi-blind in the other eye from a massive either shingles or herpes attack. I can't remember which one. Shingles and herpes are really the same thing for the same family. And the vaccine is known to cause massive shingles, herpes attacks. And then the drug they gave her to fight off the herpes attack in her eye that left one eye blind and the other one almost blind, that drug almost killed her and she went into a coma. And then she came up with cancer and then she died a few days ago. And her caregiver sent me a note and said, I'm sorry to inform you that she died. And I asked her to write the whole story because she's been by her side for 3 years while she's dying of what the vaccine did to her life. There's no coincidence here, folks. I have a list in my life of 80 people, I think it's like 81 or 82 now, who have either died or gotten seriously ill, and they're all vaxxed. They're virtually all vaxxed. And my unvaccinated friends, for the most part, are fine. Healthy. Nothing's wrong. There's something going on, and they don't want to tell you. They don't want you to know. Energized Health, speaking of perfect timing, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment. John and Chelsea Jubilee. John will be on this show tomorrow. He's coming here to my studio tomorrow to do an interview in studio. This is my program for life. It changed my life because of what I lost and what I gained. I lost 25 pounds of fat in only 88 days. That was 3.5 years ago. I'm still on the program. I'll be on the program for life. It's a fat loss program, not a weight loss program. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I gained not one, not two, but three TV shows after the age of 61. It's a miracle story. Here's your chance to be like Wayne and get 40% off. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and just type in WAR and get 40% off or call them direct, 888-444-8895. Say WAR and get 40% off, 888-444-8895, Energized Health. Wayne sent you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
War now.
You
USA News update. More details are emerging about the seven individuals chosen for the jury in Donald Trump's New York trial. The foreman hails from Harlem and works as a salesman. The jury also comprises an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a software engineer, a charter school teacher, and two lawyers. Jury selection will resume Thursday. The leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee are at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer got into a heated exchange during a hearing on China Wednesday morning. Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry into the president. A veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, has resigned after bringing attention to alleged widespread liberal bias within the organization. Berliner had been suspended for implying a decline in open-mindedness and trust in NPR's reporting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
here. So sponsor J6 is the newest sponsor of this show. Here's a cause near and dear to my heart. I've become an official January 6th Patriot partner, working with sponsor J6 to help raise money for our tortured political prisoners, or as President Trump calls them, hostages. They really are hostages of the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the United States government, which has, you know, gone so bad. It's a banana republic. Look at today. They broke with hundreds of years of tradition, and they wouldn't even have a trial for Mayorkas in the Senate. They just killed the trial before it started. No trial. Never heard of that. Unheard of. They're being held hostage, these hostages and these quote-unquote J6 prisoners, by the banana republic communist dictatorship known as the Biden regime. And it's up to us to support these brave January 6 patriots and their families while they're being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment, like Jake Lang, who we don't even hear from anymore. We don't know what's happening. He's in solitary in the Brooklyn Detention Center. He's just disappeared off the map. And he's the founder of Sponsor J6. And they, without the money from this program, they have no food, they have no clothing, they have no hygiene products, and no way to even pay for a phone call home. They need our help, so please go to sponsorj6.com and make a real tangible difference in the life of a January 6er. All right, my guest is General Paul Valley. He's retired U.S. Army Major General. He's the co-author of the new book, Beyond Treason, The Aftermath of Destruction. General Paul Valley, make sure I'm pronouncing this right. No one has told me the right way to pronounce it, so General, please make sure I can honor you with the right pronunciation. How do I pronounce your last name?
Valley, but if you sing it, Wayne, you'll get it right. Valley.
All right, Valley, got it. Valley, okay.
I'm sure you have a good singing. Yeah, I'm sure you have a good singing voice.
I know I don't. I have a good radio voice and TV voice, but not a singing voice. So, General Paul Valley, and your book lays out the case for treason. Tell us who's committed it. I know Mayorkas has committed it by leaving his border open. I know Biden's committed it. I know the border czar Kamala's committed it. Am I getting hot? Is that part of your list?
Well, yeah, no, you're hot, but there's so many, Wayne, we couldn't name them all, but... Our first book that came out was Invisible Treason, and the second one is called Beyond Treason, The Aftermath of Destruction, that has been caused by all these treasonous individuals. And so we go in depth in defining for the American people, connecting the dots of what treason is and why these individuals are guilty. But one interesting thing is, you know, when our forefathers created the Constitution, they were looking at individuals who were aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States. But not only individuals now, we have institutions, we have organizations, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security with Mayorkas, we have Department of Justice that are aiding and abetting the enemies. We have Biden, who's one of the top ones, he's on the front of the cover with Obama, by aiding and abetting Iran, aiding and abetting the cartels, aiding and abetting the Chinese Communist Party. And these are treasonous events. And we're looking forward to the American people supporting what we're trying to do, is identifying these people that need to, in the future, be tried for treason against the United States and the American people.
We're talking with General Paul Valley. Now am I pronouncing it right, Valley?
That's right.
Okay, good. So we had General Milley, and I said that he should be charged with treason for admitting that he gave advance... He said he would give advance notice to the Chinese, to his Chinese counterpart in the Chinese army, that if we were ever going to attack or send missiles their way, he would let them know, which I thought was one of the more disgusting things I've ever heard in my life. Just pure treason. Now we found out today, I don't know if you heard this, but President Trump wanted 20,000 National Guard troops to be at January 6th, and we never would have the problems we had. And Milley was the one who stalled it and did not make the request, and it wound up not happening. And therefore, we wound up with riots, and therefore, everyone got blamed on the right. So, Milley is a bad, bad dude, correct?
He's in the book. He's one of the people in Beyond Treason because of what you had just said. But, you know, he's been complicit in a lot of different things, making, and really making the armed forces such a woke place now. CRT, DEI, all that crap that should not be, taught to our troops. And, he's guilty of fostering that all the way down to our military academies. And so, yes, he's guilty of treason, in our opinion.
General, did you see the video of the airmen in the United States Air Force who refused to take the COVID vaccine, and they put him in a concrete cell, and when they went to get him, I guess he was not being cooperative to go out from the cell to his trial, so that they all jumped on him, six guys, beat the crap out of him with a camera rolling. Probably the most disgraceful thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, absolutely, and of course, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, I don't even know what the count is anymore, that the military released and would not even recruit people that wouldn't get the vax. And so those people then under Lloyd Austin, oh, well, let's try to call them back. So they try to call these people back into the military. And, of course, they wouldn't go under the current leadership of these woke generals and admirals. So I admire them for standing their ground.
Now, you believe we could stop the Mexican drug cartels in their tracks with our military. Right. Explain how it could be done.
Well, we developed the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, our national security team, Operation Sinaloa, and we sent that to Trump. And basically, it was two parts. It was defensive operations, when you're looking at it from military strategy, and also offensive operations. So President Trump and his team, they put up the border wire, as you know. They tightened who was coming across, stay in Mexico, and so on. But we told Trump, you got to go the next step. The cartels are a militarized force. They have better equipment, motorized vehicles, arms in the Mexican army. And they control the Mexican government. They are the enemies of the United States, the cartels. And the thousands of deaths from fentanyl, drugs, sex trafficking, and so on. And so you got to take the enemy out. This is a military operation, not a border operation. But here's the generals and admirals have yet to protect us from the invasion from our south and also from our north now. And so when you tie all this treason together and not protecting American and citizens, the cartels are a military target and they need to be taken down.
Yes,
so
they do.
A special ops mission designed for Trump, we could take them down in 7 days.
Right. And the other way you could take them down without any bloodshed, and by the way, I don't mind bloodshed. These are terrorists. These are terrible people. These are murderers. But if you wanted to do it without bloodshed, look, we give Mexico, I believe, something in order of $400 or $500 million a year in aid, military aid, humanitarian aid, economic aid. If you just told them, we're going to cut off the entire $400 or $500 million unless you secure our border, at that point the border would be secure. It's all you have to do. Why would you give money to people that hate you and treat you like garbage and allow all the drugs to come in that kill our youth? Why would you treat them nice and give them money and never use it as leverage? Doesn't that make sense?
No sense at all. But keep in mind that cartels run the government.
Right.
So you can do things with the government and try to get them to do it, but they're still beholden to the cartel. So unless you take the cartels out of action, out of play, and then the Treasury Department go through the Internet, all the financing, all the money that's moving from the cartels to China to wherever, shut the money down. So it can be a dual process by taking the cartels down. And it's got to be done, Wayne. It's got to be done. We cannot tolerate what's going on with our invasion. All of these border crossers now coming in from all over, over 30,000 Chinese coming in. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to attack in teams. They're going to attack our water supply, our grid system, or whatever.
Right.
But they're taking instructions from abroad.
Well, I think all this, you mentioned that they own the government. I think you're referring to the cartels own the Mexican government, but I think they own the American government. They certainly own the Democrat Party. This is all because Democrats are bribed, and many Rhino Republicans are bribed, too, by the Mexican drug cartel and by China, who wants the fentanyl to come in. They get rich off fentanyl. I think these people are all bribed. Our politicians have accepted payments to leave the border open. That's why nothing is happening.
Well, no, that's validated by what happened in Arizona. I have the information on that, but you're exactly right. They fed in campaign money in Arizona big time.
right.
protect that border. So, yeah, it's a long-pronged approach by the enemy of the United States, infiltrated and also supported by our institutions. Who knows what who in the hell the CIA is supporting today? What are they doing?
So you've been speaking with the January 6th hostages. We've got about a minute left. Tell us what kind of horrors have been inflicted on the January 6th hostages, and how can we help them, General?
Well, it's called Operation Jericho, which comes from the Bible. Also, Jericho comes from World War II. It was a Nazi prison camp that they tried to attack, basically, and release the prisoners there. So we launched Operation Jericho, and when I talked to four of the detainees in the Washington Gulag, they asked one thing. We want Congress to give us a hearing so we can tell them what's going on.
Right.
And Congress wouldn't do it. None of the representatives would take Jericho and move it to the Judiciary Committee to hold the hearing.
Not even the Republicans. Not the Republicans.
I sent it to Republicans. I won't give you their names, but we've been working on that. We've updated it. Operation Jericho is alive and well. And everything that's coming out now is showing that the J6 was a total fraud by Pelosi and others.
Total fraud. Hey, General, we got to run. General Paul Vallalie, retired U.S. Army Major General, co-author of the new book, Beyond Treason, the Aftermath of Destruction. Thank you, General. God bless you. Hi, Wayne Alaroot. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Right now, you can eliminate
anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Great speech today at an event in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel that hosts all the conservative events. I know they've got a conservative event tomorrow for Bannon. Steve Bannon is doing his show from Ahern tomorrow. My Real America's Voice compadre. And GotTruthAmerica.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Let me make sure I mention that. Because we like the people that sign the front of the checks. So you don't have to. So you get to watch for free. Nick Fiorello is the founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories for the most corrupt courtrooms in America in Boston at GotTruthAmerica.com. The point of all this is to understand how corrupt the country is, the government is, the DOJ is, law enforcement is, the FBI is, all of them. They're all dirty. Many of the police chiefs are dirty. The cops aren't. Love cops. The rank and file are good guys and good gals. But the bosses are bad news. They're owned by the D.C. swamp and the deep state and the unions. You know, I love firemen, but I don't like fire unions. I love policemen. I don't like the police union. I love a good, honest government employee. I don't love the government employee unions and the people that are beholden to them. And I'm telling you, there's so many dirty people now in government and in the court system, the judicial system. It's unbelievable. These guys have a $550 million judgment against them, the same amount as Trump. And it's for the same reason. The deep state hates Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and Dan Duquette, the former GM of the Boston Red Sox. And they've laid out all their cases about how corrupt Boston is and the government is and the cops are. And the FBI office there is. They lay it all out at GotTruthAmerica.com. So go check it out. Check out Whitey Bulger and the photos proving he's alive. Do I know he's alive? I have no idea. But Nick Fiorello and Dan Duquette swear they saw him and he's alive. Go check it out. GotTruthAmerica.com. So a few more news stories I haven't gotten to yet today. Benjamin Netanyahu, there's a war of words going on between Iran and Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu says the nine chilling words as Iran's president vows to completely destroy Israel. See, I've heard this talk before. I've seen this show. Remember Saddam Hussein? Him and his PR guy, he had a PR flack. You know, the guy was the communications director, like our White House spokesman. What was that, Chris? Baghdad Bob, right. Thank you, Chris. Baghdad Bob. And Baghdad Bob every day would say, come and get us, we're going to kill you all. We will kill every American, you will all die. I promise you, you will get in our spider's web and we will kill you all. And we wiped them all out in 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes, and they were all dead. And we took over the whole Iraq. It's a part of the world where everybody brags and they're liars. And so, oh, we're going to destroy Israel. Iran will destroy Israel. The mullahs of Iran have all the weapons in the world to destroy Israel. You're liars. Israel has, I think, 300 nuclear weapons. If Israel wants to, it could turn the entire Iran into a parking lot. You know, luckily for you, Israel are the good guys. And they don't want to turn Iran into a parking lot, but I think they want to hit Iran's nuclear facilities and make it burn up in a mushroom cloud. So if you're not careful, your nuclear facilities are about to be nuked and gone forever. Your nuclear ambitions will be gone forever. And if they're really smart, they'll not only hit Iran's nuclear facilities, they will hit the presidential palace, and they will hit all the mullahs' mansions. And I know Israel knows where all of them live and where all of them are, the exact pinpoint location, you know, that block on that corner, drop a bomb, a daisy cutter bomb right on that house and wipe them off the face of the earth. And that's what I believe Israel's about to do. And I think it's good because I think it's the only way to avoid World War III. I think that's the way to get out of World War III. If you keep appeasing like Neville Chamberlain did with Nazi Germany and Hitler, if you keep appeasing madmen and terrorists, it turns into a much bigger war in the end. World War II never had to happen. We should have fought. Remember the movie The Godfather? I remember one of the guys in The Godfather said, if we had just stopped Hitler early, there never would have been World War II. Which is Clemenza said, you got it. You should have hit Hitler early. It's time to take Iran out. Not the whole country. We don't want to kill all the people of the country. But to take out all the mullahs, all the religious extremist nut jobs that run that state, that terrorist state. And it's time to take out the president and the presidential palace. And it's time to take out their nuclear ambitions. Bomb them to hell. Bomb them to hell. And one more story before we go, because it fits everything happening in America today. It explains how Democrats could want crime waves and stolen elections and massive corruption and open borders. Arizona Democrat praises Satanists after his GOP colleague introduced a bill to ban demonic displays in public. A Democrat state senator, Juan Mendez, welcomed representatives of the Satanic Temple in the halls of the upper chamber, and he told everyone present that the state senate was graced by the president, by the presence of the Satanic Temple's minister and members. Folks, that sums it all up. Democrat Party run by Satan. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.